Hey, good mornings. It's a Friday morning. I've been a little lax on the podcast. This is Mike Shea, your Florida business broker. And I wanted to do a quick update about the importance of small business owners interacting and being advocates for each other. So last week, I was dropping off. My wife works at a pretty big hospital here in town. And although she's a nurse, she is more on the business development side and wears a suit today every day. So we go to dry cleaners. And I walk in there once, twice a week with a bag full of women's clothes, which is interesting given I'm about 6'3", 240 pounds. And I meet the same lady there, Debbie, every morning, sweet lady, and she knows me by name. And seems that the day I had been in there last, I had not seen her. I dropped off a bunch of my wife's stuff and picked up some stuff. So when I walked in last week with a load of clothes to turn over and to pick up, Debbie said, "Hey, did you get your money?" And I kind of looked at her crazy and I went, "What are you talking about? What money?" She goes, "Oh, she must have forgotten to give it to you." And she starts rifling through the drawers. And I'm like, "Debbie, what money?" And Debbie says, "Yeah, when you dropped off your laundry, you had some cash in your pocket and some rosary beads." As you all know, I'm a good Catholic boy, so sometimes, more often than not, there's a set of rosary beads in my pocket. Anyways, she's like, "You know, hey, there's about, you know, 16 bucks in there." And I'm like, "Wow." And I wasn't shocked that Debbie actually, you know, kept the money and was going to turn it back over to me. I wasn't shocked by Debbie being honest, but I thanked her. I thanked her for, you know, being an advocate and remembering me of all of her customers and that I had left some money in my pocket. And I thought, wow, that struck me, and I'm a loyal customer. So thanked her profusely, grabbed my laundry, went out to the car, hopped on my phone, and went to Google search and typed in dry cleaners in Lake Nona, and up popped Polo Cleaners, which is where they work, and the name of the store. And there were a couple reviews on there. Only three reviews. And all of them were negative. And you got to understand, Polo Cleaners has, I think, three locations in the city of Orlando, and the one in Lake Nona has hundreds of customers. And I thought to myself, isn't it odd that, you know, three people, the negative people, and by the way, their complaints were bogus. Like, I had a stain in my tie and they couldn't get it out type stuff. And that warrants a complaint. You know, kind of rolled my eyes at that one. But I said, wouldn't it be great if people actually applauded people for doing good things? And them keeping my money and turning it back over to me and doing a good job every time and remembering me by name, I thought maybe it's time for me to do something for them. So I wrote a Google review. I told the story I'm telling now in the Google review, gave them a 5-star, boom, made an impact. They replied quickly and said, "Thank you so much." And those of you who don't know, I'll do a whole spiel on Google Business in another podcast. But, you know, wanted to offset the negativity and tell the positive story. I took another step further. Took a picture of the storefront. Created a meme. Said, "Hey, 16 bucks. Return. Debbie's awesome. Polo Cleaners is honest. Has integrity. Does a great job. Lake Nona." You know, did all that. Created that image. Posted it to LinkedIn. Posted it to Facebook, posted it to subgroups in Facebook, posted it to Twitter, Buffer, you name it, and I've got a crap load of social media profiles. And it kind of lit a little fire. Some humor, you know, people going, "Wow, Mike's positive." But 96 likes and 96 comments, all positive, all singing their praises, and it had a positive business impact. Now, tomorrow morning, I'm going to go in there. Here it is a week later after doing that post. I'm going to show that to them. And I'm going to encourage them, as I'm encouraging every small business owner, to try as you go about your day to find a positive impact and tell a positive story about the small business owners in your community. They're out there slugging it out, and all too often we hear nothing but negative. And I think when you hear a positive review, wouldn't it be great if those positive stories were yelled from the mountaintops just like the negative stories are? because 99.9% of the time, people do a good job. The onesie twosie errors, you know, the errors aren't really the problems, but all people ever hear is that. And Polo Cleaners in Lake Nona does a great job. They're pleasant. They know you by name. They ask about your family members, your mom, your kids, because they generally care. And it's time for us to care about them and other small business owners that we do business every day. So I've made a commitment in my business and as I do business here in Orlando to find successful business owners and applaud them for their work and beat their drums so that, you know, when somebody talks to me or views my profile, they're not just hearing about me, but they're also hearing about the small business owners that are successful and do a good job out there. And gosh knows there's tons of them. So that's my commitment. I hope you guys take the ball and run with it. If you have any interest or comments or want to talk to me, 321-287-0349, or visit the webpage www.yourfloridabusinessbroker.com. Have a great day.